Up a Storm is brought to you by the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble, showcasing the very best of wind band music.
Welcome to the first edition of Blowing Up a Storm. My name is Rian van Wyk, and we will be exploring the origins and development of wind bands in 11 short sessions where you will hear excerpts of standard wind band repertoire performed by local and international bands with brief program notes on each. A wind band is any musical ensemble comprised of woodwind, brass and percussion instruments. Flutes, oboes, clarinets, saxophones and bassoons make up the woodwind section, and trumpets, French horns, trombones, euphoniums and tubas, the brass. A full percussion section is added, and often the double bass. Wind bands can produce a powerful sound well suited to outdoor performances, marches and ceremonial music, and the available repertoire ranges from transcriptions of orchestral and popular music to original compositions for band. Wind bands have always existed in some form or other. In medieval times, small groups of minstrels played from clock towers, signaling the time of day. In the courts of the 18th century, monarchs, chamber groups of woodwind and brass musicians provided entertainment to royalty and their guests, and later, composers such as Richard Strauss and Igor Stravinsky wrote significant parts for orchestral winds. Parallel to this was the development of the military band, which initiated with drum and trumpet calls on the battlefield. The military march boosted morale and helped troops to march in time, and more instruments were added to the ensemble. As wind instruments developed further, their capabilities improved and the two genres became more closely aligned. Gustav Holst's daughter and biographer, Imogen, speculated that the composer's first suite in E-flat for military band was either written for a festival at the People's Palace of 1909 or for a contest sponsored by the Worshipful Company of Musicians that same year. It remained unperformed for 11 years until its first documented performance on the 23rd of June 1920 by the Royal Military School of Music Band at Kneller Hall. This work is thought to have changed perceptions of the wind band as Holst explored the unique timbre possibilities of wind instruments, using them in new and innovative ways, and his orchestration techniques helped to define the sound of the modern wind band. This led to the wind band becoming a strong contender for the concert platform. Ralph Vaughan Williams, Gordon Jacob and Percy Grainger, among others, composed original works for combinations of wind, brass and percussion instruments that make up the wind band we know today. Today we listen to the march, the final movement of the suite performed by the Cleveland Symphonic Winds, conducted by the late Frederick Fennell. Starting in a marcato march style, the march shifts to lyrical lines in the woodwinds, and the movement concludes with the two melodies intertwining in a grand ending.
Thank you.
That was the March from the First Suite in E-flat for Military Band by Gustav Holst. To listen to this feature again, visit fmr.co.za and click on Podcasts, Blowing Up a Storm.
Blowing Up a Storm was brought to you by the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble and sponsored by the Mzansi National Philharmonic Orchestra. FMR.